produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hey, everybody. It is Carla Olds, Carla Johnson Olds, Reverend O. I am so happy and I am so excited, delighted to be with you all. We haven't been together in quite some time now. Some things have changed. Some things have stayed the same. But I just am so thankful and so grateful, and I count it as an honor to spend a little time with you, couple of weeks a month, once a month. I'm so, so excited. So it's a brand new year. It's a brand new year. Things have to be refreshed, freshened up. Some things are going to change, and like I said, some things are going to stay the same. But I'm so happy to be here with you. First of all, I just give honor to God. Give honor to Josie Hopkins with Josie's Inspirations. And I also just want to thank Kayla Padgett and everything that that Kayla is doing with the radio broadcast. All right, let's jump right in. We're going to pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord God, this afternoon, this evening, Lord, wherever we are in the world, Lord God, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Lord, we thank you for your grace, your peace, your love, your mercy, Lord God. God, you've kept us one more year, Lord God. Sometimes it was hard. Sometimes it was a struggle. We've had physical struggles, emotional struggles, financial struggles. But Lord God, you have seen us through all of that. And we just want to thank you. We honor you. We give you praise. We give you glory, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord. Use me as a vessel to minister to your people for just a few minutes, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let me tell you all what I have in store for you for the next couple minutes. So the next few minutes, we're just going to talk about our dreams, our aspirations, setting goals, but not setting goals. I want you to be able to set your goals, but also I want you to be able to keep them flexible. So that if you need to change something or move something around, it's not too terrible and it won't affect your goals. So, okay, first we're going to start with the scripture. Our scripture this morning is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The new creature has come. The old has gone. The new is here. Old things have been passed away, and all things have become new. So that's what we're going to work with today. I want to start out saying that everything that has happened to you happened for a reason up to this point. Everything has a reason for why it happened. Molestation, bankruptcy, those things happen to you. Divorce, death of your parents, death of your spouse, your friends. Everything has happened to you for a reason. And the Word of God, Romans 8:28 says, all things happen for the good of those that love the Lord and are called into his purpose. So all of those things have happened to you for a reason. It might not seem like it right now, or you might not feel good right now, but I know it is for a reason. Romans 8:28 says, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So with those two verses, just know that anything that happened in the past, it happened. And, excuse me, it's working for your good. Now that we've stepped into 2021, we are brand new. We are brand new. All that stuff that happened, old things have been passed away. Behold, I am become new. And I also want to let you know that God is a forgiving God. God is a forgiving God. So the first thing I want you to do is, I don't want you to forgive anybody else. The first thing I want you to do is to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for wasting time, for procrastinating, having children out of wedlock, being tied up in some unscrupulous business dealings. Excuse me, whatever you have been going through, forgive yourself. Take time right now. Close your eyes. I know, it's on the radio show, it's on the computer. Close your eyes. Breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth. Clear the stuff out. If you got some stuff stuck in you, clear it all out. But I want you to say, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Put your name in the blank. I forgive Carla. I forgive Carla. I forgive Carla for procrastinating. I forgive Carla for not doing things that she should have done and when she should have done them. I forgive Carla for doing some things that she knows she should not have done. The good thing about all of this is that God forgives us. God forgives us even before we can begin to forgive ourselves. So the first step in becoming a new creature is forgiving yourself. All right, one more time. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. All right, now we're ready to get some work done. Forgive yourself. Not only should you forgive yourself this one time for anything that happened to you in the past, make it a continual effort. Forgive yourself. I am proceeding to rebrand and redesign my business so that we could scale it up. And I have on my chart once a week meeting. Have a once-a-week meeting with my team. But before I even meet with my team, I need to have a once-a-week meeting with myself. So once a week, take some time out, block some time off. I'm a wife, a mother, a minister, have a couple businesses. But block some time. I need to, And you too. Block some time out to spend with yourself. Do something that you love doing, whether it's reading, pleasure reading. Don't read to learn anything. If you need to sit with an Oprah magazine or Essence magazine, just sit with your magazine and flip through the pages and sit down. Just you. The second thing you do, you can turn on your oil diffuser, have some good air freshener, some music playing, jazz in the background, or some hip-hop and R&B, whatever's going to get you pumped up to do what you need to do. But chill out. Meet with yourself at least once a week. Have a self-meeting. Have a self-care meeting once a week. If you like to take bubble baths, sit in the bathtub uninterrupted at least once a week. So we have forgive ourselves. I hope you all are writing these down. We have to forgive ourselves. And the second one is to meet with yourself once a week. And this meet with yourself once a week, that does not include your journaling time. This is just some time, an hour or two a week, or even an hour a day. Just sit down and gather yourself. Get your thoughts together. Get your mind together. Do some things just for you. So the third thing is sit down and plan out some goals. Now, when you're planning out your goals, there are several things that you should look out for when you are planning out your goals. Goals must be realistic. Make sure that your goals are realistic. Don't say, I want to turn over the world and you don't have the capability to do as much as you're trying to accomplish. So make sure that your goals are realistic. And always give your goals a time. Put a date on it. Seal it. Habakkuk 2:2 says, write the vision and make it plain. So write it down. Write your goals down. And make sure your goals are measurable. Make sure you can go back and say, okay, I see where I am. I see where I started. This is where we're going. Yeah, I got this. I got this straight. I see where I'm going. For an example, if you decide, I want to go to Hawaii. If that's your list, if that's on your paper to say, I want to go to Hawaii, write it down. But there are some steps you have to take before you can just say, I want to go to Hawaii. Number one, what part of Hawaii are you going to? There are several islands. Are you going to the Big Island? Are you going to Oahu? Are you going to Maui? Are you going to Honolulu? So you have to plan. So we're going on this trip to Hawaii. Now, let me tell you about Hawaii. Pick your place. Going to Honolulu. We're going to go to Honolulu, Hawaii. Well, when are we going to go? Let's say we can go in October. Wonderful. We're going to Hawaii in October. This is January. We've got couple weeks left in January. We've got February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. We've got 10 months to plan this wonderful trip to Hawaii. Step back. Which island are we going to? We're going to go to Honolulu. Going to Honolulu, Hawaii in October. We got that already set. That's where we're going. Second thing, the next thing is How are we going to get there? You have to start from where you are. And that's a part of the goal planning, is start from where you are. You are wherever you live. Let's just say we live in Nashville, Tennessee. We live in Nashville, and we're going to get to Hawaii. Well, we can't drive all the way from Nashville to Hawaii. So we decide, are we going to go by plane? Are we going to go by boat? Because we could cruise to Hawaii as well. But we can't cruise from Nashville to Hawaii all the way. We say, okay, we'll look at the prices. It costs X amount of money to go from Nashville to Los Angeles on a plane. And then we go from the plane from Los Angeles to Honolulu. Or we could catch a plane and fly to Los Angeles and then get on a boat and cruise over to the islands that we like to visit. Or we can fly, or we can drive from Nashville to L.A. and then get on a boat and cruise from L.A. to the islands. Streamline your choices. Review your options. Weigh the pros and the cons of each of your options. So that's the next step. You start from where you are and then weigh your pros and cons. I'm giving you all a little bit of time to write that down. I'm telling y'all, God is using me today. All right, y'all ready for the next step? You weigh your options, weigh your pros and cons. Always sit down and weigh your pros and cons for each of your options. And then, how long are we going to stay? Once we get there, we can't turn around and come back. Because if I'm not mistaken, it's about a six-hour flight from the East Coast to L.A., and then another six-hour flight from L.A. to Honolulu. So what you don't want to do is to get over there, spend two nights, turn around and come back. So we've got to do some tweaking to our plan. Figure out how you want to work your plan, how you want to do it. Make sure you pray first. Pray about, okay, God, how long can I take off work? Check your vacation time. Matter of fact, check with the other people that are going with you. Are you going by yourself or are you going with somebody else? Check out your time schedule. Plan it out. So we're going to Honolulu. We're going to fly from Nashville to L.A. and then L.A. to Honolulu. Or are we going to catch a straight flight from Nashville to Honolulu? Hey, and you never know. Are we going to fly first class? Or are we going to fly coach? So you got to decide. Are you going to pay the extra to fly first class? Or are you going to, you know, ride in the back with the rest of the folks? What you going to do? So you have to make those decisions and choices as well. And once you make those decisions and choices, then your plan will become clear. You got those decisions and choices. We're going to Honolulu, Hawaii. We're going to stay for a week in October. We are also going to stay at a hotel. So we're going to stay at a nice hotel. You know what? We're going to blow this trip out of the water. This is an imaginary trip. And if we're going to take an imaginary trip, we're going to take a good one. So we're going to fly first class. And we're going to fly from Nashville, Tennessee, to Honolulu, Hawaii. We're going first class all the way. We're going to take a straight flight from Nashville to Honolulu. First class, straight flight. That's what we're going to do in October. So we have our time, we have our goal, and that's what we have. And also our budget. And since this is an imaginary flight, how about this, y'all? We're going to have a $1 million budget. $1 million. We got $1 million to go from Nashville to Hawaii. We're going to stay for a week. And we're going to stay at a resort. The resort where we stay is going to be facing the ocean. So all we have to do is wake up in the morning, walk outside to the ocean. There we are at the ocean. So that's how we're going to do it. And at this resort, we're going to have butler service. So we'll have someone to cook for us. We'll have someone to clean for us. We'll have someone to make our beds. So this is going to be a first-class trip, as my daddy used to say, all the way around. So that's what you do. You take your time, your budget, your goal, you put it all together, you pray about it, check with the people who are involved, and that's how you move forward with your goals. Forgiving ourselves, meet with yourself, start from where you are, weigh the pros and cons of your options, write your goals down. Remember to write your goals down. Write everything down. Okay? Oh, and don't forget, once we get over to Hawaii and we had such a good time, we got to come back. So we got to get back, and once we come back, we have to spend a day or two recalibrating ourselves back to coming back home to Nashville. So we wrapped up our trip to Hawaii. But to continue, forgive yourself, meet with yourself, start from where you are, weigh your pros and cons on everything that you're going to proceed with. I also would implore you to not only to do those things too, but also do something once a month. Do something you've never done before. Go somewhere you've never been before. And eat some food you've never eaten. Now, for me, when I first started that, it sounded like fun. Oh, this is going to be so much fun. This is going to be great. This is going to be fabulous. Oh, this is great. This is wonderful. And I started out doing those things. And then I was sidetracked by life and just the things that happen in life. And life happens. Got sidetracked. But now I'm back into my regimen of doing something I've never done before, going somewhere I've never been, eating some food I've never eaten before. And what I have found is that I have an exquisite palate. I have not, we've lived in Texas, and since I've been in Texas, I have not met a restaurant yet that I do not like. All of the food, I have had bad service at one restaurant since we've been here for about 2.5 years, almost 3 years. I have only had bad service at one restaurant. The food was good. Food was excellent, but the service was horrible. So I haven't had bad food anywhere yet. And I also want to share this with you all, too. As you're making your goals and forgiving yourself and you're meeting with yourself, make sure you go to Canva, CANVA.com. I think it's Canva.com, www.canva.com. I went to that website, and typically I create a vision board. At the beginning of the year, I create a board with pictures of things that I like to do and the goals or my goals for the rest of the year. Well, I went over to, I actually participated in a online vision board party. So the young lady told us to go to different websites and pick the pictures that you liked. Go to Canva, look on Canva, set up an account, go over to the far right-hand side, and create a design. You can pick any page, any collage you want. You can do it so that it's perfect for Facebook. You can do it so that it's perfect for Instagram. There are so many options, and it can become overwhelming. The party that we had lasted approximately 2 hours. So we were on. What we did was we thought about what we were doing and how we wanted our 2021 to look, our goals, our dreams, our aspirations. So I went on. I did what I'm telling you all. Go on, set up a page, set up an account. And what I did was went through, picked some pictures of what I wanted to do, have some aromatherapy, essential oils. I do actually have pictures of Hawaii. And since the last time we talked, both of my books are available on Amazon. Wow. Have those two books on there. I know I need to exercise and lose some weight. So I also put my fitness goals on there. And I also put change jars for investing because I know that I need to invest not just money, but I need to invest some time, and I need to invest in myself, and I need to invest in others. And when you invest your time in yourself and others, everything else is just going to grow. Your life is going to expand. So go to Canva, do your vision board. You can do it poster size. You can do it 8x10. You can do any size that you choose to do. And that's exactly what I did. I'd never done a vision board on a small piece of paper before. So I did this one, and I put, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I put 7 pictures on there, put myself in the middle, and the goals all around. So I encourage you, go ahead and do it, and make the small one so that you at least have a small one. Put it up on your mirror. Put it in your bathroom. Put it beside your bed. Put it inside your notebook so that you're seeing it constantly. And when you're seeing it constantly, it's getting in your spirit. And you can set your goals and plan for the things that you want to do. One thing we didn't talk about on our trip to Hawaii was how we're going to pay for it. How are we going to pay for this trip to Hawaii? But we said we had $1 million, right? So we can pay for it up front, or we can make payments. So don't forget that, too, when you're planning. You don't have to have everything right there up front in your face. Just do it step by step by step. And just take your time. Just do it step by step. And you can accomplish your goals. If you take your time, write them down, do everything step by step. Well, I hope I have helped someone today. And I know that God is going to continue to bless you as you proceed with 2021. Next month, we'll have a wonderful speaker. Next month is February. February is Black History Month in the United States. And it's also Valentine's Month. So we want to love on each other and love on ourselves. Remember, as you love on other people, love on yourself. So I thank you so much for a few minutes of your time today. I thank you, Kayla, once again. I thank you, Josie, once again. And if you like, don't forget to visit my website, www.carlaj, the letter J, Olds, OLDS.com. Just click the subscribe button. Subscribe, and when we have our newsletters, our upcoming newsletter, the newsletters will be delivered to you. I am so excited about what 2021 is going to bring. The year 2020 was devastating for some people. So I am just praying prosperity over everyone in the year 2021. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you once again, Lord God, just a few of your servants gathered together, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your word today, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for using me. Using me. Using me. Lord God, I just thank you. I praise you, glorify you, and lift you up, Lord God. God, continue to touch our government, Lord God, the outgoing president, incoming president, and his staff, Lord God. God, we're asking that you just touch our land, Lord God. Your word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their evil and wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Lord God, we have a disease here called COVID-19, Lord. Lord, we are asking, Lord, that you would just remove this virus, Lord God. God, just suck it up dry and straightway, just like you did with the woman with the issue of blood, Lord. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, Lord God. Not only with the COVID-19, Lord God, but God, I ask that you just touch those who have cancer, those who have kidney disease, those who have any type of dis-ease about them, Lord God, whether it's mental, physical, emotional, financial, spiritually, Lord God, relationally with others, whatever kind of dis-ease is there, Lord, Lord, I ask that you just suck it up, Lord God. We cast it into the sea, Lord God. God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord, for all that you are yet doing in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you have a wonderful day today, and I will talk to you all soon. Goodbye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.